Thursday night, Shmaitzah Shir Beis Tammuz. And we're learning the Shmaitzah. So we're learning now Rav Shimon Shkop and Shara Yosher, Shara Chazokas, which is the second Shara, Perek Dalet in the middle. He's talking about Chazaka Dahash, and he's bringing down Toysus and Yevomis the question about the Sofik Ben Tes, that's Possel, that was boiled a woman, so he passels the woman, Mi Sofik. So why don't you go Bosu Chazaka, that he's Pochos Mi Ben Tes? And then Toysus says, Venuki Itzu Becheskos Kashrus. Like, that's a different Chazaka grabber. You could have asked the question just on the woman's Cheskos Kashrus, the Kahuna. But Toysus, Lechoyra, is asking from the Chazaka Kamaisa of being Pochos Mi Ben Tes.
Not both?
Maybe both. Maybe both. Umil Kahuna Nicha. Taisa says, Azlina Bos Chazaka Leyuchsin. That you see in the whole first parak of Ksubis, the whole Rabbi Gamliel issue. If she had relations with someone and you don't know who it is, when it comes to Yuchsin, we don't follow Chazaka. Aval the true makasha amaylo mikmin lo achazaka v'yishloimar, because now he is a ben test. That's the case. You're going to hashdos, come on, have a ben test. You're invited to his birthday party. His ninth. Oh, no, that couldn't be. Because then you know for sure he was
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Case
I will be shayu sofik shabol lehel lo mikmin lo achazaka kamaisa el alinim bosa hashda. The chazaka kamaisa is for lo. Ubedivreyem the skashu achroinim, fract of Shimon. That means if Shimon asks. Havobuchol duchta in every place, Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than Chazaka de Hashta. Mapidon. Vine the Fimashik Osati, the Chazaka de Hashta, who are Piklole din Chazaka de Meikara. Ubiyarnu Liel, Perik. Beis it should be. You have Perik Beis or Perik Gimel?
Gimel.
It should be Perik Beis. The Chazaka, Kivan de Enam of Areras Metzios Hamaisa. It's not a clarifier. Rakmo Elis Lachros Hanhogas Hadin. It tells you what to assume in order to give you an hoga what to do. That's what I'm saying it means. It tells you what to do. By assuming one of the tzadim, we know that it's not clarifying what happened. It's just a way of dealing with the suffix. The emachshav, and therefore if Shimon Shkop says, emachshav ain't shum nafkamina ladina linyan hadover disla chazoka, if it's not, it has to be relevant to telling you what to do. That's what he says. Rove maybe wouldn't be like that. Rove could be theoretical because it's a power, it's a force, it's a force that tells me, let's say, it's machria, what happened. It's not vadai. You have hachros that are not vadai, but it's still a hachroa. It talks about what happened. So even if it's not relevant, I don't know the case exactly, but it would be there. Chazaka, it wouldn't be like that.
At least by Ruben the Laser comes. Like,
okay,
sense.
Yeah. Imlo, but Hadover Shanu Donimolov Yeshlo Cheskos also Hadover Shemonolad Asofik. For example, by the mikvah. So the mikvah's chaser now. So now you know it's chaser. So talking about the mikvah's chazaka is not giving you a horah what to do now with the mikvah. The mikvah we know, it's possible now. But the tovel, this is Rav Shimon terminology, the tovel has the chazaka of the mikvah. In other words, the chazaka of the mikvah is relevant to the tovel. So he like uses that. The chazaka is relevant to a hanhoga of what to do.
That's kind of like what we talked about.
Uv mikvah. And he gives other examples. So even though theoretically, if it's not nogeya, you wouldn't use chazaka, but you always have to look at the bigger picture.
And so you're looking at it, in this case, if it's a determining factor, okay.
of something, right, which is directly related. Like the person that was taught me went to the mikvah. So the chazaka of the mikvah, like he absorbs it, he uses it. Ulafiza Hocha Basofik Bentes. Now he's a Bentes. now the suffering is not negaya him at all. If he'd be boil a woman now, he would make her possible. Barak el hanidain hainu ha'isha shenavelas mimenu. V'neim novol liyaches el ha'isha cheskos ha'ben tes. Just like you're miyaches the chazok of the mikvah to the toivel. As chazok ad ha'ashto misyaches esay leho yoysu mechazok ad me'ikora. She has more connection to the Chazaka to Hashta than to the Chazaka to Meikara. Why? And he says, very good svara, very interesting svara, very Rav Shimon type svara. He says, if he was Pachos mi Bentes, she's kosher, right? But she's not kosher because of him. She's kosher despite him. Her kashrus doesn't come because he's less than nine. Her kashrus comes because she's kosher. She wasn't ruined by a pachos mi bentes. Mashenkein the psul ulehepech amoya bentes, then she's possible because of him. The chol din shebo machmas hadavar shebo iko hachazaka mo eles. This is like so Rav Shimon thing. Even if you don't understand what he's talking about, it's good idea here. The chol din shebo machmas hadavar shebo iko hachazaka. Any moelis lahadover shabom machmoso kecheskos hamikveh latomei. So the chazaka de meikara would only help in our case for the bentes himself, but the chazaka de hashta, no, the chazaka de hashta relates to the woman, but the chazaka de meikara doesn't relate to the woman. So that's shatn toisus.
But she's got her own chazaka meikara, which says that she's kosher.
He's not dealing with that. I don't know why.
Sound like
he's going to talk about it in the next paragraph.
It sounds like it's straight out of Cheskos Ha'im Ma'ani Rabbas. Her chazaka being kosher directly impacts the daughter's chazaka, and so it would be, so she would be able to use her mother. It's like someone who's being tovel could use the mikvah's chazaka.
I don't know if that's, I don't know if I would call that Cheskos Ha'im. Maybe, yeah. But his yisod, I'm not sure if it's that, but that's, yeah. Okay, you know what, let's go with that. Let's. So, but his yisod is based on what chazaka is. You know, since chazaka, the only now he's been test. Like now, the chazaka is not negaya him. It says, so it's only a question of what, of her absorbing. I don't know if that's the right word. Of her using his chazaka, because it directly impacts her. So he's saying, in such a case, you would go with what. He's saying the chazaka de meikara of pachos mi bentes doesn't really impact her. It's a negative.
Right.
Mashenkin the chazaka de hashta does impact her. So she will use quote unquote the chazaka de hashta, but not the chazaka de meikara. On the madayin kosher she does toisus b'zeh. But we still don't understand. So wait. Just if you take Toysis purely and you have the Achrayim's Kasha, what in the world is Toysis talking about? Ayah Chazaka de Meikara is always stronger than a Chazaka de Hashta. So that's of Shimon's Teretz. Shimon's Teretz is that we're talking about a lateral pass, Chazaka. We're not talking about a Chazaka coming together in the object of the Chazaka. Like a head-on collision between Meikara and Hashta.
We really talked about this once upon a time. Is the suffix whether the mikvah is kosher or not, or do we just want to know is the woman, you know, puzzle? Is the thing puzzle? Is the woman kosher or tell? Tell me or tell.
Amma Madayan kosher. He says something's still wrong here. Taisus true holds that since now he's a bentes. So when he says now he's a mentes, it means okay. Lo mahani gam cheskus kashrus lekahuna shelo isha lahachshira. Why? Lama lo yamrino letzarv chazaka de meikara im cheskus kashrus shelo isha. And like you have tarte lereyusa, he'll have tarte letivusa. Okay, now he gets really technical because he says it helps for Tarte the Reyosa, so why doesn't it help with Tarte the Tivusa? really you do end up with a clash between, okay, I don't want to get it. The real truth is you end up with a clash between the cheskes kashrus of the woman and the chazaka dahashta of the bentes. So that's why it's a suffix. Right? Now, when do you say chazaka de meikara is stronger than a chazaka dahashta? Is when they come together in the same thing. But if you talk about the chazaka de meikara of the woman to be kosher le kahuna, and the chazaka dahashta of the bentes, that would be equal. In other words, when in the same thing there's a clash between the past and the present, the past wins. But if you're talking about two different chazakas on two different items, so chazaka dahashta and chazaka dameikara is equal.
But wouldn't you still have Areisa and the chazaka dahashta of the bentes, because his chazaka meikara is saying that he was younger than that.
Yeah, but that's not relevant. That's his point. Since chazaka is what it is, so if we're talking about him, it's not relevant to chazaka de meikara, and so we discard it. Because right now he's a bentes, and chazaka will only work on a hanhaga, when something's relevant, how to be mistahek. Okay, let's.
My book explains this.
It's very complicated. I want to move on. Now I want to go on to the next piece. That was a beautiful svara. I like it. Now he says, I want to talk more about this. Dine be'emes kosher minolon ikur inyan zeh da azlinon boso chazoka da hashto. He's bothered by that. Chazoka de meikara yalfinon mikra. The pasuk, which is the source of chazoka, by the koyin, by the bias, is talking about a chazoka de meikara. Umechetesi loymar de medigali rachmona den chazoka de meikara yalfina mizeh gam chazoka de hashta. Now the truth is I don't know. I mean, we said yesterday a svara. I mean, the Shmaita holds us like a no such thing as the chazoka de hashta. The Shmaita like agrees with this kasha so much that he holds the no such thing as chazoka de hashta. We all said Hezberim, or you said Hezber, I said Hezber yesterday in the Shmaitza, but I don't think this kind, let's say I said Hezber in the Shmaitza yesterday, why there wouldn't be such a thing as Chazaka Dahashta. I rather don't think that this way of asking the question is so schwer. Because just this way of asking, you know, you learn Chazaka Dahashta, how do you know Chazaka Dahashta? No, I can see a svara why Chazaka Dahashta you don't follow, that we talked about yesterday. But this way of asking the kasha, I want to say I don't think is shver. Why? Because just like by rov, you learn out, you said there's two shlavim. Mm-hmm. There's the koach of rov and following rov. So you learn out that there's a koach of rov. Now that takes on different manifestations. You have Ruba de Isa come on, for example, that's one manifestation of rov. You have Ruba de Lesa come on, that's another manifestation. You have Bittel Barov. It's also a manifestation of the Koach of Rov. So there's nothing wrong with learning out the nucleus, like the nuclear power of Rov, and then it takes on different applications. So here also, the Yesod of Chazaka is that we follow when you have a state, and you know the state changed, and you don't know when it changed, so you assume no change until you're forced to say, okay, there was change. Now that will have different manifestations, different applications. In the Chazaka de Meikara, it'll go that way. In the Chazaka de Hashta, it'll go this way.
Okay.
So I don't think this way of asking the question is fair. We said yesterday as far as why Chazaka de Hashta might not work. Why Chazaka de Hashta might not work. But this way of asking the question, I want to figure out, is maybe not fair. Okay. Umatzasi b'sefer drush v'chiddush Reb Chiveger l'maseches Yevamos daf pei.
This is still Perek Daled Amseh.
Yes, the paragraph starts. I don't know. It's not the same paragraph.
Yeah. Okay, it's it. Yeah, you're the chalik.
Yeah, I want to call this guy up and give him yashikayach. He really did a marvelous work. Asik.
It's strange thing, but I know mamon's a whole different thing. But cheskas mamon works exactly the opposite. You have a chazaka meikara and a chazaka ahash, and we always go with chazaka ahash in the same chazaka, in the same issue.
That's because, again, the nature of the chazaka is a moichim machver the varaya, and that just is stronger.
Right, but we're saying it just seems very contrary to exactly what we're saying here. When you have the chazaka of the meikar and the chazaka of the hashtag in the exact same issue, for the chazaka of the meikar should win.
That's because of the nature of cheskos moment. Because cheskos moment is not a normal chazaka. Cheskos moment we had before in Shmaitza Aleph, really, we talked about it. Cheskos moment is like a weird type of chazaka. It creates its own reality. It creates its own reality. It's like almost like possession is 9/10 of the law. Almost that. It creates a reality. It says the money's here. That's why. I mean, I'll just tell you one din, and you'll see right away what I'm talking about. All over Shas, it's more, what I'm about to say is much more complicated than the way I'm saying it. I'm saying what I'm about to say in a very simplistic way. Okay, I'm speaking it out. I'm saying it in a simplistic way. It's much deeper, much more complicated, but it's not for now. We're not learning. When would we learn it, you'll say? Challenge me. When we learn Kuntres HaSveikas. The Tzeis's brother wrote a sefer about Cheskos Moment, and he called it Kuntres HaSveikas. And in the standard one, it's printed in the back of the Tzeis. But now, of course, they made like a separate sefer, Kuntres HaSveikas, with footnotes and everything. All over Shas, it's clear, in many places in Shas, it's clear that when someone keeps money, machmas sofek, it becomes vadai, but it becomes vadai even like on the tzad that it wasn't supposed to go to him. Like a new reality is created. It's his. It has ramifications by bikurim. It has ramifications by if a levi, let's say, if a Yisrael keeps Maisa Rishon, because of Hamoshe Mechvel of Araya, like now he could take the Trumas Maisa. Like there's a lot of ramifications where you see that it became Vadai his. It's Vadai, like Betorah is Vadai Mamish. I see, you know what? What do I need a better Araya for? In the Sugya of Tokfa Kole, where the Gemara says, Asiri Vadai Beloy Asiri Sofek. You need Asiri Vadai. And even Rov, Taisa says, even Bittel Barov is not strong enough to bring it up to the level of Asiri Vadai. Like you need Mamish Vadai, but it's clear in the Sugya, as we learned in the Gemara, that if he gets the set, because of Amitz Machavel of Araya, then it becomes Asiri Vadai. Like, because it creates its own reality. Now the Kuntres HaSveikas Grada explains that in a, I'll call it the Balabatish way, I don't mean that badly, but Rav Abba explained it differently. But he explained it in the Balabatish way that when the Torah, you see that that's true. Now he's coming to explain it. He's explaining the phenomenon. And so the way the Kuntres HaSveikas says it is that when the Torah said you keep money because of a mitzvah chalel of araya, the Torah is mezakeh you in the money. It's like the Torah makes the money hefker and gives it to you. It's a grant. And now you have it and it's yours, like even if you were wrong. You have it. That's how he says it. Rav Abba Grad explains it in a different way, but upon him, the point is true. So Cheskos Moment is its own reality. Cheskos Moment creates its own reality. That the money's yours and now it's Vada yours. You don't clear for the rest of your life, but you know, maybe it's not his, or maybe if he was Makadosh Anisha with the money, maybe if he bought an Esrog with the money, it's not, you know, it's not his Esrog, he wasn't Yoitza, he was Yoitza Esrog Vadai. If he got the money because of a Meitz Mechvel of Araya, he doesn't have to,
We had the same idea though, by, like, let's say, Sufik Treif, we say Bittul, let's say there's one piece out of three, so we say, we're Paskin in the end.
Bittul maybe does, maybe Bittul. but that's only bittul. But going following rope doesn't do that. And certainly not chazaka.
But if we kill the guy, he's dead.
No, is it a possibility that Maman is looked that way because we're not necessarily looking at it totally as a chesla? Because if we say, okay, you came to me, you said I owed you $100, and you know you have to bring the raya that I owed you the $100, and if you weren't able to do it, but is it? We're not looking at this specific $100 bill.
I hear, but it could be even when you are talking about a specific thing. Even if I say that safer is mine, and you win it because of a mitzvah veil of a raya, so I don't know if it's true what you say. The chilek is a very good chilek, but I don't know if it's true. I think it's said even when we are talking about a specific item. Okay, so he says, where was I?
Vegas.
You made me move my place. You gave me a jinx.
Right nearly
lechalik. It was kosher. What's this achazaka dahashta business? Umotzosim b'sefer to reshvachidah shagono b'kivegel and asechas yivomestat pei. The kosher shom dehecha de'ev shaloymar. When you could say the kamoshon urayim achshav kein hoya la'olam. In other words, if, I guess he means that you, it's possible it was always like this, right? Just like by Chazaka de Meikara, we have sometimes with a Reyosa that we know it changed, and we're saying, when did it change? So by Chazaka de Hashra also, sometimes we know it was different in the past, and we want to know when that change happened. But sometimes we're just using the Chazaka de Hashra to say, it was Taka always like this.
Back in the desert.
Right? So he says, Hechad the Efshel Loima the Kamoisha and Arayim Achshav Kain Haya La'olam. Such a Chazaka you can learn out from Chazaka de Meikara. When we did Chazaka Yalfinun Tein Lonu Lahachzik Shenasa Hishtanus, we assume no change. We Melo Anu Machzikim Shela'olam Haya Kain Kamoisha and Arayim Achshav. I think that's Taka. I should go along with that. In other words, what I said, I don't know if the Svara you said, the Svara I said, why you don't follow Chazaka Dahashta, really is only applicable if you know it was changed and you want to know, like, you don't go backwards in time. But to say it was always like this is not called going backwards in time. It's to say that this is the way it was. So that's what the Kivega says, that the only Chazaka Dahashta that is viable, you know, here's the first split in the ranks. There is Chazaka Dahashta, there's no Chazaka Dahashta. Kivega says there is only Chazaka Dahashta when we're talking about it was always like this. Not if we know it was different and we're talking about when that change happened.
If that's the assumption that you're making, then why not use Chazaka Meikara? Because it's always been like that.
Chazaka de Meikara?
No, but you're saying the only time you use Chazaka.
So why would you need a Chazaka de Hashta? You already have a Chazaka de Meikara.
Whenever, maybe it's tied to the rail, so, I mean, whatever the case may be. Anyway, he doesn't like the Pivega. When we come to Tzarechiyon, I'm skipping a lot. Mehechan lomdu chazal inyaz chazaka de hashto, kibin deloy domi le chazaka de meikara. Okay, maybe we'll stop. Okay, very good. Okay, I want to learn now. I want to read you a piece in this sefer. It's a page Reish Tez Zayin. This is Milui Shmaitzer. Page Reish Tez Zayin, left column. Here, Vagon.
I'm sorry, which book?
You don't have it.
No, I just wanted to know which one it is.
So the sefer is called Milui Shmaitzer.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Page Reish Tez Zayin, the left hand column. Yeah. He quotes from Kivegin Yeredeya. I guess that's the, which Tysus? The Tysus about the cotton. That's what everybody's busy with. Al pi ma shekozo vataz, de bechazok asuye lishtanos. Oh, here's where the two things come together. So you wonder who's it? So Reb Kivega says that you follow Chazoka Dahashta over Chazoka de Meikoro when it's a Chazoka Suya Lishtanos. Boadin Khan, the Cheskos Cotton is a Suya Lishtanos, that's why you bowl about the Chazoka Dahashta, that he's 9 years old. So what's the pshat? That's what Kivega says. Kivega makes that so. Venera Levar, that's I think the safer saying it. Al Pima Shekozova Beis Yaakov, B'Ksubis Taf Yudal and Amar Aleph. The Beis Yaakov is a safer on Ksubis written by the Nesivus. The Nesivus wrote the safer on Daf al Daf, on the second Ksubis called Beis Yaakov. He says there's two kinds of chazokas. We don't like this because we've said there's only one. One chazoka is mevarer. I don't know what he means, which type, and a chazoka does not mevarer.
I'm fighting words.
I don't think he means mevarer. See, everybody uses words differently. You ever read Alice in Wonderland?
Of course.
So the queen there, and through the looking glass. Uh-huh. You ever read through? That's not so mefursum. I think it's pretty well known. Anyway, the queen says there to Alice at one point, when I use a word, it means what I want it to mean. I'm the bilum of the word. The word is not my bilum. I use the word, it means what I want it to mean. I don't let it tell me what it means. So everybody uses the word mavara differently. I think here he just means that an active psak, which could even be assumption, assume this, assume that, but sometimes it's purely passive. Because sometimes the Gemara's Lashon is Al Totsiena Misafek. It's not a positive psak what is, it's more of a passive psak. Like don't Sheval Taisa conceptual. Like nothing, assume no change. Not assume no change. You don't know that it changed.
Don't do anything.
But you don't do anything in the sense that you're assuming no change. Don't change, don't make change. Mm-hmm. Don't make waves, don't make change. I always thought that was a machlekes ketzais and nesivus by Cheskos Mom. And here he says, the Beis Yaakov says it by every chazaka, you can have two types. You can have one type which is a positive, active force, assume this side, or passive, al totsiyana misafik, it's called. Venera datas soy there. Oh, it's the Taz that says that by Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, you follow Chazok at the Hashta, not Chazok at the Beikar. The Chazok Asuya Lishtanos will never be a Mavarer on Machriya, his Lashon is Mavarer, because it's Asuya Lishtanos, but it could be a passive Chazok. That's what he says. Well, the Fiza Shayach Zeh, but that's only if you know for sure there was no change, or if you don't know there was change. But once there's a Reyesod, you see now there's a Chazok at the Hashta, so you can't say Al Totsiyana Misafek, because you see it did change. So that's how that's the challenge. If you have a Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, which can be an active sock, only a passive one, so it loses against the Chazok at the Hashta, because passivity doesn't work in the face of Chazok at the Hashta. Because passivity says it didn't change. But when there's a Chazok at the Hashta, you know it did change. The change is in front of you.
So the Shmai said doubly attacks that. He says a Chazok at the Hashta is a good Chazok, and a Chazok at the Hashta is not even a good Chazok.
This is the Taz's Chid.
But this is the answer to you. Okay,
this is very interesting. I wanted you to hear that. Okay, well, let's stop here. Sunday night we're not learning. I mean, you're allowed to learn Sunday night, don't get me wrong. We're going to go fight them.